Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. I want to extend a big warm welcome to everyone listening live on the show today and to all of you who are listening to the recorded version. I'm your host, Nancy Murdoch. I'm an author, artist, Ayurveda cookery teacher, a licensed heart math stress specialist, and an intuitive coach. I currently live in Ontario, Canada. And I created a program called Mastering Happiness to help women who feel hopeless and depressed get out of the rut and become vibrantly alive, happy, and enthusiastic about life again. You can look me up on howdoigetoutofthisrut.com and nancymurdoch.com. Today, Susan Lewis, Dr. Joanna Carmichael, and I are going to give you some super simple practical tips to help you lose weight naturally without dieting. I have three tips to cover morning. Joanna has three tips to take you through the lunch hour, and Susan will cover the evening hours so you can sleep like a baby knowing you made choices that are in alignment with the person you really want to be. The information we are providing is for educational purposes only and is not a substitute for personal conventional medical advice. I'm going to get started here by welcoming Susan Lewis from Nashville, Tennessee. Susan is an Ayurveda practitioner, certified nurse, midwife, and advanced nurse practitioner. She owns and operates her own clinic called Nashville Ayurveda. You can learn more about Susan and how she helps people by visiting her website at nashvilleayurveda.com. Susan, it's a pleasure to have you and your wonderful expertise on the show today. Welcome.
Thank you, Nancy. It's great to be here.
I also want to welcome Dr. Joanna Carmichael. Joanna is the founder of the Kalyana Center in Narberth, Pennsylvania, a collaborative of holistic healthcare professionals with a focus on Ayurveda, meditation, yoga, and holistic nutrition. Joanna focuses her practice on emotional, spiritual health, and how that impacts a person's physical health. For more information about Joanna and all the wonderful health and healing programs and retreats she provides, you can look her up online at kalyanacenter.com. Joanna, it's an honor to have you with us today, too.
Thanks, Nancy. Great to be here with you, as always.
And I'm really looking forward to this show and having a dialogue with you expertise women. So let's dive right into this. The scene is set to morning. You're still in bed. The sun is about to birth a new day and a brand new you. So what's the most important thing you can do right now? Tip number one, set your emotional tone for the day. So what does that mean? It means this is the moment before you even open your eyes, you get to decide how you're going to feel today. And why is this so critically important to weight loss? Is because how you feel has everything to do with how successful you are going to be at achieving your goals. It's basically that simple. Negative emotions hinder the achievement of your goals, and positive emotions allow all your dreams, desires, and intentions to be fulfilled. It's actually metaphysics 101. So, set your emotional dial to happy, positive, and loving life. And the most important part about this is you need to feel it. That's why it's called emotional tone for the day. You need to actually feel happy or positive emotion. You can choose it, joy, anything, abundance. But you need to feel it in every cell of your body. So before you even open your eyes, decide how you are going to feel today and then start really feeling it. Good. Tip number one. Tip number two, drink warm ginger lemon infusion first thing in the morning before you eat anything. Warm water helps flush toxins out of the body, helps keep your body hydrated, your internal processes functioning properly, and it hydrates your skin, which keeps it looking healthier and more elastic. And it gives you the feeling of being full so you don't eat as much. It's not a trick to your body. You actually are filling up a little bit here. And so my tip also is to replace your morning juice or coffee or any other kind of tea with water and just see the pounds melt away. So the idea of the water, okay, so the temperature of the water has more to do with fat absorption than weight loss. Cold beverages hinder the breakdown of fat molecules in the stomach, whereas drinking warm water will not necessarily cause weight loss or weight gain, but it will aid in the breaking down of the fats in the stomach and healthy absorption further along in the intestines. So if the fats are not broken down, they get stored in our personal problem areas for emergencies later on. And everybody's got a particular personal problem area, like hips or thighs or other parts of the body, stomach, whatever. So that's the idea of the warm or the hot water. Now, there's been a debate really about cold water. Like many people think, okay, well, we need to drink cold water because that helps burn, like it helps heat up the body. It causes energy. You need to take some, your body requires energy to burn, to get the cold water to a warm temperature so it burns calories, but that's actually, cold water is really not so good for us. So it's the warm water that's going to do the trick. Also, warm water speeds up our metabolism, which means we burn the weight off faster. So when we add ginger into the mix, it increases our digestive fire, which kicks our metabolism into high gear. And ginger is on the top 10 list of fat-burning foods, which is always good. Plus, it has a nice flavor to it. It does an awful lot more good stuff for the body as well. And I like to add some fresh lemon because it helps to lift the mood and increase the alkaline balance in the body, which helps strengthen our immune system. So who knew warm water could do that much? It's the simple things that really work. Wouldn't you agree, ladies?
Absolutely. Absolutely. The simpler, the better, I think.
And that's pretty simple. Boil some water and drink it like it is, or boil some ginger and let it cool just a little bit and add your lemon. I actually add a little bit of honey, but honey does add just a few calories, but that's all right.
Yeah, that's okay. It's not necessarily about the calories. You know, one thing I love about what you said about the warm water, you know, we sometimes, many people in this country get up and just go right for coffee, and I used to be one of them. And, you know, I find that when I do that extra step just to put water in my system before, a big jolt of caffeine, you know, whether it's from green tea, but just the pureness of the water, sometimes I don't want the coffee or I want less coffee. I still enjoy my cup of coffee most mornings, but I find that I want less of it. And when I feel hydrated and, you know, kind of flushed out and detoxified in a very healthy way, it helps us want less of the bad stuff.
That's a really good point, Joanna. It really does. When we start putting things in our body that makes us feel good, we tend to not want the things that don't make us feel good. Yeah, and a good clarification point there. Coffee is not hot water, and hot water is not coffee. There's a difference there. You're not getting your hot water, the pureness that cleanses your body when you drink coffee. So if you think, oh, yeah, well, I'm having hot liquid is different than hot water, even though coffee has water in it. I know many people have said, yeah, no, but I'm drinking my hot water. It's not the same. Not the
no.
same at all.
It's also a diuretic. Coffee and tea are diuretics, too, and they don't count, really.
No, they don't count, and they kind of put some toxins into your system. They're not really a great food for us or drink. So warm water, and if you want the benefit of a little bit of flavor, and the ginger really helps get that digestive fire working so that anything you eat later on, it actually helps it move through the system better. Yeah, you get the benefits out of it. So tip number 3, move. That means do 20 to 30 minutes, if you can, of some form of exercise in the morning. Walk, yoga, swim, dance. Run up and down the stairs, whatever works for you. And I know that might mean for many people that you need to get up just a little bit earlier, but I tell you, it's worth it. And here's why. A morning workout jumpstarts your metabolism. So all three of the things I've recommended so far actually jumpstart your metabolism. Even getting in a good mood, it does. Studies show that working out in the morning burns up to 3 times more fat than working out at any other time during the day. And an elevated metabolism throughout the day means you'll burn more calories and lose more weight. And like Joanna said, it's not necessarily about the calories, but it does burn more weight off of you because your metabolism is just continually going when you start your workout in the morning. And as you sleep, your body, like at night, as opposed to exercising at night, as you sleep, your body uses up carbohydrates as energy for various functions going on in your body while you sleep. So when you exercise first thing in the morning before eating, your body doesn't have any carbohydrates to burn, so it burns fat. Yeah. So those are my three tips for morning. Set your emotional tone, drink some warm water, and move. Joanna, what suggestions do you have to help us through the noon hour?
That was great, Nancy. I really think those are excellent, excellent ideas, you know, and simple things that people can implement right away. I love that.
Wait, I don't want to brag, but I will. I actually did them all this morning. I thought, if I'm going to talk about this, I better go out and do them.
Really, that's right.
Long.
That's right. It is always the thing to practice what we preach.
I'm looking forward to practicing your tips and Susan's later today.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, we're all in the same boat. You know, we all have our challenges with trying to live a healthy lifestyle. And I think, you know, and especially we're teaching the information, that doesn't mean that we are perfect at it either. You know, we have to sometimes give ourselves a little nudge, a little push. But, you know, your first tip about, you know, just having a cultivating a positive emotional attitude can really set the tone and make all the other tips that we're going to talk about easier when you're in a good frame of mind. You know, from an Ayurvedic perspective, which, you know, we all really come from, and you know, everybody doesn't know what Ayurveda is. It actually means the wisdom of life, and it's about, you know, having understanding and knowing about your constitutional type, what your individual body, mind, and spirit is composed of, and how you can make lifestyle choices that are in harmony with your unique nature. And so from an Ayurvedic perspective, you know, from the we not only have three constitutional types that we gravitate towards or away from, but we also, they're called doshas. Dosha actually means that constitutional type. And there are doshic times of the year, doshic parts of the body, and there are also doshic times of the day. So in the three types of vata, pitta, and kapha, the pitta time, the pitta is the fire combined with a little bit of water, and that doshic time of the day is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. or 2 p.m. And so that means that the outward manifestation of pitta time is the sun in the sky. And the inward manifestation is the Agni, or the digestive fire that resides within each of us. So, you know, we want to, in terms of wanting to lose weight or wanting to get into better shape, my first tip is about eating your largest meal at lunch. You know, not only does it give us plenty of time to digest a large meal, you know, throughout the day and the evening, but it's also when the digestive fire is the highest, when you can effectively digest a big meal. You know, we tend to eat, you know, sometimes a small breakfast and a smaller lunch and then save our big meal for dinner. And it really needs to be kind of readjusted so that we have, you know, maybe a light breakfast and eat our largest meal at lunch and then have a lighter dinner so that as we're in preparation for the evening time that Susan's going to talk about, you know, that it's less taxing on the digestive system. And also the digestive fire just isn't as kindling as brightly, just like the sun isn't high in the sky. So eating your largest meal at lunch. My second tip is about including six flavors. You know, I am so tired of the calorie counting, you know, debate. I so do not buy into that theory, because I know there's many times I barely got 1,000 calories into my system, you know, because I was busy or I just, you know, had to eat something on the run. And I either stayed the same or even gained weight because the quality of the calories was not right. You know, sometimes eating on the run, we can eat processed food, you know, maybe even unintentionally just because we're hungry. And so I think, you know, keeping in mind the six flavors that we gravitate towards in Ayurveda, that the body needs these six flavors, or rasas we call them, which is actually, it means taste, but it's actually deeper than taste. Flavor is incredibly important. And sometimes, you know, and the six flavors are sweet, sour, salty, bitter, pungent, and astringent. And most people are familiar with most of those, you know, maybe not so much the pungent and astringent flavors, but it's important that we include those six flavors in every meal so that our body gets the nutrients. And if we're focused more on the flavors rather than the calories, first of all, it's more fun.
Yeah, absolutely more fun.
Yeah, you know, rather than count, you know, I don't want to live like that, you know, with a scale weighing my food or with a calorie counter or even a journal that I'm keeping track of everything that I eat. But if we, you know, if we focus on variety and color and seasonal and organic and whatever and shopping the perimeter of the grocery store, you know, it becomes a creative process, really, that we can, you know, in a process of discovery of different fruits and vegetables and things that, you know, are in season in our area of the country at different times. So I think that's much more fun than counting calories.
And so, any goal we have needs to be fun, or any challenge we're trying to work through, or of lifestyle or discipline, it has to be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or we're just not going to do it. We're going to do it for a short time, and then we're just going to quit and go back to our old patterns.
Exactly, exactly. And it's more about inspiration rather than motivation. Motivation is really an intellectual exercise of the mind. Inspiration, you know, is literally means in spirit. And when we're doing something from that place, it means we want to be doing it. And there's no deprivation in that. There's no drudgery in that. There's really just joy, which, again, you know, goes back to cultivating that attitude that you said, Nancy, you know, first thing in the morning. And so when I'm thinking about, okay, what am I going to have for lunch today, and how can I include the six flavors? And, you know, sometimes we can overeat. You know, it's a deep tendency. We can overeat a certain flavor in an effort to get a flavor that's missing. So, for example, we could need astringent or bitter, but then because we're not satiated, we can overeat sweet or overeat salty. And sometimes it's like an unconscious thing almost, that there's a dissatisfaction within us, deep within us, and so we overeat. And it's like emotional eating too. You know, we're not eating because we're hungry. We're eating to satisfy another need. So eat the largest meal at lunch, include the six flavors. And my third tip is about really paying attention to your appetite gauge. Thinking of it like a gauge on your gauge tank, a gauge of 0 to 10, 0 being that you're absolutely famished, want to eat everything in sight, and 10 being that you're so full you can barely move, you know, usually after a Thanksgiving in the States here, how many people feel. And so we want to eat when we're at about a 3. We don't want to get to a point where we are so famished we just want to eat everything in sight. And I'm sure everybody has done this. When that happens, you do eat, you're eating mindlessly, and you're not even giving your body a chance to give you the signals that it's full, and you end up overeating. And then we want to stop when we're at about a 7 so that we don't overeat, so we don't feel as stuffed. You know, our stomach is really only about as big as our fist, just like our heart is. And when we have these big plates of food, you know, we're really just pushing it and expanding it out. So what happens is, like, we liken that to a washing machine. If anybody has ever overstuffed their washer, you know, the clothes don't really get clean because it doesn't have an opportunity to agitate with the water and with the detergent. Well, our stomach functions very much the same way. There's always peristalsis and movement going on. And when we eat, there are digestive juices that are released in the stomach to help us digest our food. And if we don't leave a little bit of room in there for the juices to agitate with the food so that the digestion can occur and the nutrients are pulled into the system and the wastes are pushed through the system, you know, we end up feeling sluggish and heavy, and then the food stays in there, and it's really not healthy for that to happen. That's when it, you know, things back up and toxins stay in the body rather than being expelled. And then it's really not a prescription for health. So that would be my three tips. Eat your largest meal at lunch, include the six flavors at every meal, and just really follow, you know, use the appetite gauge to know when to eat and know when to stop eating.
Those are actually great tips, Joanna. And you reminded me of something, because you said several times when you're eating breakfast, when you're eating lunch, when you're eating dinner, and that's also a key. One meal or two meals a day isn't going to help. It's when you actually eat 3 meals a day. You can't let your stomach go empty. It's better to have 3 meals a day, even though breakfast can be lighter, lunch can be heavier, and dinner is also lighter. It's great for losing weight that way.
Yeah.
So, Susan, what are your 3 tips for weight loss during the evening hours? And I must say that this is my challenge area.
Great. Wonderful suggestions. And actually, my three nighttime tips kind of merge into the nighttime from your and Joanna's tips. So my first suggestion is to make your dinner light. So Joanna suggested that we make the largest meal at lunch because that's the body's best time to digest. And as the evening comes along, the body has a not as strong of an ability to metabolize as many calories, according to the theory of Ayurveda. So it is suggested to make your dinner a light meal and to not eat after 7 p.m. if possible. So, you know, that's really hard for a lot of people that are working into the evening for their jobs or, you know, are considering their family members and things like that. So I feel like a great solution for that if a person is working later in the evening and they're hungry when they get home are a couple of things. One is they could make a crock pot soup or chili, preferably a brothy one rather than a creamy one. And that could be available when you get home at night or, I mean, actually purchasing a thermos. There are wonderful thermoses out there. You could heat up your food earlier in the day and have that so that you can eat before you get home even. Like if you could take a moment away from your work to have 20 minutes to sit quietly and have your food before you finish working. So make your dinner a light meal and do not eat after 7. We all hear not to eat after 7 p.m. from so many different philosophies of weight loss management, and Ayurveda is no different than those other suggestions. So that's my first suggestion.
I first heard that tip, don't eat after 7 from supermodels. That's good enough for me.
Another thing that's interesting is, you know, Nancy suggested that we exercise in the morning, and there's some that say that exercising in the morning will increase your metabolism and build strength, whereas exercising in the evening will actually contribute to weight loss. So you could have a new family routine where maybe you would go for a walk with your family or do some kind of activity rather than sitting around eating a heavy dinner meal and then everybody going off into their own spaces watching TV or doing homework or whatever. So my second suggestion is to do something active in the evening with ones you care about. You know, we're very overstimulated in our lives, and really the evening is designed to be a time to connect with the ones you love and also a time to reflect on the day's activity so that you can have a moment's break from the work that you've been doing. So ideally in the evening you would decrease your stimuli and spend some moments connecting with those that you care about. So that's my second one. You can do that via doing a walk or some kind of activity with the ones that you care about other than just eating a big meal and washing dishes and things like that. Okay, so my last suggestion is that I really believe that it's a wonderful practice to be in bed by 10 p.m. Because, you know, a lot of people are not getting enough sleep. And actually, lack of sleep can contribute to weight gain. So somehow enhancing your sleep is going to lead to weight loss. So I really want to suggest that everyone be in bed by 10. It's also what happens when you're up after and you're doing work, then you can become hungry again and start doing that midnight refrigerator visiting. So be in bed by 10, work on getting yourself to sleep. So my three suggestions, make dinner light, no eating after 7. That's one, not two. The second one is, you know, go for an evening walk with loved ones or spend some time in reflection rather than more activities or more eating. More activities meaning things like media-related or work-related. And then three, be in bed by 10 p.m. And that's it for mine.
Those are excellent, Susan. And I have to tell you, last night I failed every one of them. I skipped dinner. I ate junk food at 10 o'clock, and I went to bed at 12:30. I didn't go for any exercise. So that's I'm cool at the lunch hour and the breakfast one, and so this is the challenge area. So next week I'm going to tell you how I do on that one. I'm going to really focus on at least eating dinner and not snacking, at least that. So thank you very much. Those are absolutely excellent. And this show has gone so fast. We have so much more information to give to everybody, to share with everyone. But what we need to do right now is, because we're running out of time, is we're going to briefly recap these 9 easy weight loss tips. So, number 1, morning, set your emotional tone for the day. Number 2, drink warm ginger lemon infusion or just warm water first thing in the morning before you eat anything. Number 3, move. Do 20 to 30 minutes of some form of exercise, walk, yoga, swim, dance, run up and down the stairs. Joanna, what are your 3 noon hour tips?
The noon hour tips are eat your largest meal at lunchtime so the body has plenty of time to digest your food and process, giving it the greatest nutrition it can get. Include the 6 flavors, sweet, sour, salty, bitter, pungent, and astringent. For weight loss, particularly favoring bitter, pungent, and astringent foods, I neglected to mention that, but by definition, those are going to be your dark leafy greens, a lot of vegetables, things that are pungent, sharp, and stir the metabolism. And pay attention to your appetite gauge on a scale of 0 to 10. Make sure you eat when you're at about a 3 so that you don't get famished. And then stop when you're at about a 7 so that you don't overstuff yourself.
Excellent. Susan, your three tips for the evening, just briefly.
Make your dinner light, eating after 7. 2, go to sleep. Go for an evening walk with loved ones or spend time with them instead of eating. And 3, be in bed by 10 p.m.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I will post all of these tips and more on my blog today for Easy Rep. Oh, please visit howdoigetoutofthisrut.com for more information on easy and natural ways to lose weight. I've also posted an excellent recipe for medicinal wine that really gets the digestive fires rocking and rolling, so go check that out. And check out kalyanacenter.com to learn more about the program Joanna created to help people lose weight. It'll be a great complement to what you're already doing. And Susan will help you one-on-one with all your personal health concerns at nashvilleayurveda.com. Look her up and give her a call. Thank you, Susan and Joanna, for sharing your super simple, exceptionally valuable tips with me and our listeners today. I'm actually very inspired to make some changes in my own routine for my own weight management, and I'll let you know how that goes. Meanwhile, next week we will have our 3rd show in our 3-part series on weight loss, and we will be discussing how stress impacts our ability to lose weight and what we can do about it. Thank you, Susan and Joanna, and all our listeners. Blessings to everyone for a great week.
Thank you.
Bye, Nancy. Thank you.